It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
Hudson Valley Focus Live on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, Election Day, November 4th of 2025. I urge you to get out and cast your vote today, but please understand, make sure you understand who you're voting for and what they stand for. I just am absolutely astounded. How the candidates for one particular party have they've got their signs out there. But in terms of knowing, their qualifications, I don't know anything. So at any rate, I'll make no secret of the fact that when I look here locally, countywide, statewide, nationally, there's a party that has been so fiscally irresponsible that it's just killing people. Take you back to 2021, 2022, the massive deficit spending that the Democrats launched. Where'd the money go? We do not know. We literally do not know, because money was taken out of the U.S. Treasury without allocation to budget line items. We do know that it massively ignited inflation, and it was especially damaging to people in the lower income brackets. I've seen a couple of different numbers on this. This is, why am I saying this? Because this perception about the Democrat Party being the party that cares, if they cared, they wouldn't have the government locked down, blackmailing people. It's even broader than you think it is. But if I take you back to 2021, 2022, where several trillion dollars were added to the national debt that will impact future generations, and we literally do not know where the money went. We do know that the impact was that, based on what I've seen since, something close to 14 million Americans were pushed back below the poverty line. Talking about the food stamp situation right now. In 2023, 2024, we're supposed to be that strong economy. There was a 40% growth in people on food stamps. And many of them illegally so, loading up the rolls. The numbers are staggering. We're only now learning about how bad it was. The food stamp SNAP benefit, I think the numbers jumped from $60 billion with a B to $100 billion. Yes, I understand that people need assistance. But I will remind you that the bill for that, other billions and billions of dollars, falls on the backs of working men and women, and also fuels inflation itself when you have millions of ineligible people on those SNAP rolls. And I know there's skeptics out there. Oh, that's, you're making that up. No, I'm not. No. I wrote something early this morning when I look back over the last 60 years, why am I talking about this today? Because this is election day. Elections, as Barack Obama once told us, have consequences. When I look back over the last 60 years, and you can go back and research this, when a very partisan, very, very crude human being named Lyndon Baines Johnson, he saw that the civil rights movement and integration was going to, he was an absolute racist based on everything I've ever seen. But he saw that the civil rights movement, integration, voting rights were going to, you know, be a tsunami, were sweep over him. And he worked with other members in Congress to create the New Deal, the Great Society. And he openly said, we'll design the system to keep people voting for us for the next 200 years. We will design the system to keep people voting for us for the next 200 years. What he actually said was so crude and so offensive about the people he was talking about, I cannot say it on air. That's how bad his words were. But if you look at the design over the last 60 years of fostering dependency and getting people, you know, addicted to the handout, we have been actually, I'm very certain of this. When I've looked back, I think I said this in the last couple of weeks, I've spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours over the last 12, 13 years preparing for this show, going back and researching more than 100 years of political change in this country. And the absolute growing power of a class of ruling political elites, the exact opposite of what America is. A class of ruling political elites, the exact opposite of what America is. And returning now, that, by the way, if you look at what was actually done through the administrative state, even though they didn't use guns, they still used regulatory power and authority and taxation to rule over Americans. That is the textbook definition of fascism. And the constitutional violations that go back for decades and the enormous constitutional violations under the Obama-Biden and Biden-Harris administration, and the fact that for the last 50 and 60 years, our American public education system and here in the state of New York has failed to teach civics and government and the science of civics and government. So that today we have, I don't know, two or three generations of people who have zero idea how many of our rights and freedoms have been stolen. It's election day. It's election day. Your vote absolutely matters. You've heard me speak often about the town of Poughkeepsie and the 4-3 Democrat majority they took 2 years ago, literally with deceptive practices on that We Are Poughkeepsie newspaper they put out, making it look like it was an official publication of the town of Poughkeepsie. It was absolutely deceptive. And you've heard for, not just from me, you've heard it over and over and over for 2 years, the refusal of the Democrat majority on the town of Poughkeepsie board to listen to the residents. It was a housing issue a year and a half ago. It's the battery energy storage systems now. I've looked up, I said, I need to get the sports report here in a second. I've looked up and said the fact that, you know, the battery storage systems, frequency and severity, maybe they don't happen that frequently, but when they do happen, they're severe. You know, the severity is great. Oh, wasn't I just mistaken? turns out that the frequency is significantly greater, once I started looking at this, than you would have any idea of. So its frequency is there. There were three. There's one article I saw. There was three within a matter of a couple of months, just here in New York. No, I take that back. I think one was Long Island, one was Lyme, Connecticut, and one was in Warwick, New York. Let's hear for the sports report from the Zoles, 845-831-1147. Feel free to join the conversation this morning here on The Beacon.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Nothing can touch my
409. Hudson Valley Focus Live, 6:20 on this Tuesday morning. Well, you have been asking, where's the bumper music that I used to have in there? And we got her done.
Well, that solves the mystery of what song that was.
That's exactly right. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know what order they were going to play in. And hopefully everything is all built correctly. A huge, huge, huge shout out and thank you to Randy Turner here at Pommel Broadcasting, who worked with me to take my list of songs. My wife thought I was, you know, having a, what did she say one day? I was sitting there and I was only playing, like, I was going through lots and lots and lots of songs. Well, you can't make up your mind what to listen to. You know, I'd play like a minute of it and then decide if I wanted to add that to the list or not. And so I made up this list and I gave it to Randy. And then he went ahead and actually got the music and put it all together. And then yesterday we had a little sit down here with Scotty and then Terry, program director, and Randy built the files. And then we figured out how we were going to go about doing this. And then Terry put them all into the system at some point yesterday. I got an email from overnight saying it was there. So we didn't know. We were right with you. And so we'll have a little fun with this going forward. You can, you know, expect some of them. You're gonna get up on your feet and start dancing here when we come out of the different breaks. Get a little energy going. So I didn't notice, Robbie, I was doing something else. Was the weather in there? The weather is not in there. Okay. Well, fortunately, I can solve that because of the fact that today on Election Day, it looks like it's going to be weather-wise, it's going to be a very nice day, sunny to partly cloudy and windy. Gusty winds can blow around unsecured objects. Ooh, don't let that. Oh, wow. 18 miles an hour with gusts to 39 miles per hour. So, yeah, breezy. And that's today. Tomorrow we are looking at 58 degrees, still very windy, 21 to 46 mile per hour winds tomorrow. Thursday, November 6th, same story, breezy in the morning, otherwise times of cloud and sun, 12 to 35 mile per hour winds. And Friday, November 7th, 10 to 30 mile per hour winds. And as we head into the weekend, let's see, cloudy in the morning, intervals of cloud, sunshine, 6 to 15. Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend, though. Absolutely great weekend. Well, maybe a little rain on Sunday, November 9th. And I think if I remember correctly, that we have a Tony Marmo who has a birthday coming up on Sunday, November 9th, if I remember that correctly. And, of course, that would be the, let's see, November 9th, 1965, November 9th of 2025. That would be the 60th anniversary of the Great Northeast Power Blackout. That was our first big major power blackout. I think we talked about that here very recently. So this energy issue, make that a big consideration when you cast your vote today. The state of New York, Democrats are still running roughshod over this energy issue. They are the ones who shut down Indian Point 20 years before, when it still had 20 years of useful life in it. So somebody, wow, would you live in the shadow of a nuclear? Yes, I would. I absolutely would. 20 years. and the politics, what has happened with our cost of energy. I hope you're paying attention. Please, for your own sake, not for my sake, for your own sake. And understand that for the last 30 years, 30 years, these are important things that matter as to who you vote for today. It largely has been, and in some places exclusively has been, Democrat Party has pushed the false narrative of net zero, net zero, net zero. And where did the trillions of dollars go on wind and solar that were spent before we invested in the nation's power grid? Without a major turn, we're going to see rolling blackouts in the very near future. That's not me saying that. That's NYSERDA, the New York Energy Agency, and New York ISO. That's before Governor Kathy Hochul and the Democrats mandate to build everything all electric starting January 1st of 2026. Oh, well, that's way off in the future. Oh, no, it's not. It's less than 60 days from now. In the town of Poughkeepsie, for the Democrat majority on the town board to pass this battery energy storage system without any environmental review. There was zero reason to pass that. And they did so over the objections of, we were told when Bill Reuter was on with me originally, and again this week, yesterday, that there were 40-some people who showed up and their voices were not heard. There was no reason whatsoever for that Democrat majority to pass that with their four votes over the objections. So there is tomorrow night, 7 p.m., tomorrow night, Town of Poughkeepsie Town Hall. You can go to the town meeting, demand that the law be repealed. Supervisor Edwards is on the ballot today. Here are the board members who voted for it. Edwards, Barbara Laird, 2nd Ward, Ryan Sharp, 5th Ward, and Shearson, 6th Ward, Town of Poughkeepsie. They voted against the protection of the safety of the citizens, of residents of the town of Poughkeepsie, rather. This is no small matter. So when I really got looking into this, and I said originally, sure, these fires don't happen that often, but when they do, they're severe. Well, as I said a couple of minutes ago, let's see. As two lithium-ion battery site fires smolder in Warwick, more questions raised over Staten Island facilities. Company's Warwick facility, one of which was put into operation in May, this is 2 years ago, dubbed a significant health concern for the Orange County community. Residents town reported a burning glue-like smell on Wednesday, which is now gone as the fire at the school complex smolders, News 12 Westchester reported. Authorities said they had to let it burn out on its own because water would make it worse. Fire officials said Thursday that the smell was like the likely odor of batteries, plastic covers burning. Michael Kentaxis, chief of the Warwick Fire Department, addressed community safety concerns at a Warwick Village Board meeting July 3rd, 2 years ago. According to a Warwick advertiser, Kentaxis said that while the local fire department took action to mitigate the risk to the community, it was provided no formal training on these systems. So think about this. Here we have four town council members in the town of Poughkeepsie, and based on what Bill Reuter said yesterday, that Rebecca Edwards said that the fire departments were on board with it. Well, the ones, I don't know which one she spoke to, because the ones that I have spoken to said they have not had the training, nor do they have the equipment to successfully deal with these battery storage systems. I played the audio for you last week from the New York City Fire Department saying that they do not have the ability to put these out. They have to burn out, because if they try to dampen them, it runs the risk of building up gases and then actually having an explosion. Residents near the facility worried about air quality from emissions at the burning facility and impacts to drinking water and water bodies from runoff, since firefighters had to pour water on the fire for 3 days. The 20-megawatt Lyme BESS facility went online March 2022 and then turned around and burned a short time thereafter. This stuff is real. This stuff is real. Why are we risking public safety for something of questionable value to the community? That's the problem. 845-831-1147. Perhaps you have an answer to that. You want to give me a call. Back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon.